This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Severe weather in the forecast today from the Tennessee-Virginia border to Ohio. Storms with hail, damaging winds, and maybe tornadoes. And a cold front will set off storms from the Delmarva Peninsula through north-central Florida. Storms are blamed for one death in Mississippi yesterday. Rival groups opened fire in Philadelphia yesterday, interrupting a celebration of the end of Ramadan. Three people injured.
Police said the shooting occurred around 2:30 p.m. at an annual Eid al-Fitr event in Philadelphia. Law enforcement at the scene said they heard about 30 gunshots when two groups of people started firing at each other and people began fleeing the scene. Officers took into custody four males and a female, and four weapons were recovered at the scene. One suspect, a 15-year-old boy who police said had a gun, was shot by police and sustained wounds to his shoulder and leg. It was not immediately clear what caused the shooting. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Biden administration's targeting gun violence. Thousands more firearms dealers will have to run background checks on buyers when selling at gun shows or other places outside brick-and-mortar stores. Now to Arizona and that 1864 law that criminalizes abortion unless a woman's life is at risk. Republican lawmakers in the state legislature shut down discussion on a proposed repeal of the state's newly revived law. People could be heard yelling, "Shame, shame." Donald Trump's lost another effort to get his hush money trial in New York delayed.
For a third straight day, Trump's lawyers asked for a delay, and for the third straight day, they were told no. This time, the Trump legal team asked the appeals court to halt the case indefinitely while it fights to have the trial judge removed. They're challenging several rulings by Judge Juan Mershon. Trump's hush money trial is scheduled to start Monday and is the first of his four criminal indictments slated to go to trial. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. To the White House now, and a state dinner last night for Japan's prime minister.
At the White House, the pomp and guest list of a state dinner. Hillary Clinton arriving alongside former President Bill Clinton.
Oh, we're having a good time tonight.
Business leaders, sports and entertainment stars, including Robert De Niro.
Robert, how are you feeling about the election?
What do you think?
The event honoring Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. President Biden toasting the two nations' alliance.
The same hopes, the same values, the same commitment to democracy and freedom.
And elevate this unshakable Japan-U.S. relationship to even greater heights.
Kishida with a nod to an American cultural icon.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.